This is St. Louis Public Radio. Novelist Juno Diaz is best known for The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao, a book about a nerdy kid growing up under a dictatorship in the Dominican Republic. The Pulitzer Prize winner often explores that island experience in very adult language, but for two decades, the young people in his life have asked him to write for them. As St. Louis Public Radio's David Casares reports, Diaz has done that with Island Born, a children's book that allows young immigrants to see themselves, their past, and their present.
In Island Born, Juno Diaz writes of a girl named Lola, whose head is topped by an Afro puff, or bolita. One day, Lola's teacher asks her students to draw pictures of where their families are from. But Lola can't remember her island, so family and friends tell her stories, starting with their memories of a hurricane she lived through, as Diaz reads here.
"Where were we?" Lola asked, her eyes wide. "We were hiding under the bed is where we were," Abuela said. "That's right," her mother said. "And you know what? You never cried once. You were such a brave little girl." "I wish I could remember that," Lola sighed. "Well, it happened," her mother said. "You might not remember the island, but it remembers you."
This book doesn't name the island, but like your other books, it seems to be about the Dominican Republic and about Rafael Trujillo's brutal dictatorship and how we can learn from a troubled country. Is it also about your experience?
Not exactly. I have family, siblings who can't remember anything about the island. And in some ways, that's really what helped spark the book, because, you know, I have this sister who, you know, we grew up together, and, you know, like, her orientation is really, like, U.S.-centric. She can't remember much about Santo Domingo.
You know, Lola collects these memories in your book, and the adults that are describing the place for her put it in such glowing terms. Are the adults, in a sense, protecting her from this past?
I think the adults are protecting her, but really who they're protecting is themselves, you know, because I think they seem to find it difficult to confront the past. I think a lot of us do. You know, at first they kind of just, you know, they just kind of give her the kind of the cheery, positive, wonderful sort of take. What sort of becomes clear to Lola is that there's another story behind the story that she's receiving.
So it's not just dancing or mangoes.
There's more.
He's talking about the strongmen who have ruled other countries, fueling immigration to the United States. For Diaz, it's important to acknowledge that troubled past.
Communities like mine, if we're not willing to have stories with these kinds of complexities, you know, who we are and why we've found ourselves across the world, those stories are not going to be honestly told.
Is this also about telling young children who are from islands like this that they have a culture and a history that they can be proud of?
On many levels, it's a lot about, you know, first of all, recognition that we exist at just the most fundamental level. In this experience of the last couple of weeks of this book tour, all these little girls who walk up to me and they're like, "That's the first time I've ever seen a girl like me with black hair and bolitas," you know? And that matters.